unsightly hair can be embarrassing, which is why many people turn to laser hair removal. No matter where the hair is, it can cause you to feel insecure. You might try to hide it with extra clothing or makeup. You might try plucking or waxing. However, some people want a more permanent solution so they can feel confident in their appearance. Before signing up for the procedure, however, there are several factors to consider if you want to ensure you come out with the results that you want. First, you should determine if you are a good candidate for the procedure. With advances in technology, almost anyone is a candidate. However, some people may experience better results than others. The treatment works best on people with dark hair and light skin. If you have tanned or dark skin, lasers can cause discoloration. However, some facilities do have lasers especially for people with darker skin. Also, consult with a technician regarding any type of medication you may be on, as some of them can conflict with light-based treatments. Next, make sure you find a qualified technician. You should thoroughly check the technician's credentials and experience, as the process is more than simply removing the unwanted hair. There are potential risks involved and requires skill to perform successfully. Dermatologists can perform the procedure, and other technicians should be licensed to do so. As this is a medical procedure, one option you might want to explore is if the facility has a doctor on site in case of an emergency. Many facilities will have more than one laser, which is a good sign. Different lasers will be used for different hair and skin types. You want to be sure that the technician is matching you with the right laser before you have the procedure. Once you have ascertained that you are a good candidate for laser hair removal and you have found the right technician, there are several steps you can take prior to the procedure. Limit plucking or waxing for 6 weeks before the treatment. The laser actually targets the root of the hair, so you want to ensure the roots are intact before the procedure. The technician may suggest shaving prior to your appointment, however, and it is important to follow their instructions. Another key to ensuring good results is to avoid exposure to the sun for roughly 6 weeks before your appointment. Tan skin can provide misleading skin types for the doctor and affect your treatment. It is also a good idea to avoid the sun after the treatment, as your skin may be extra sensitive. Lastly, have realistic expectations about the procedure. Most times, it will take several treatments and touch-ups to get the results that you desire. Afterward, it is possible you will want to return for maintenance treatments, which will hopefully be spaced further and further apart as you continue your regimen. In order to get the results you want, it is important to